Welcome to Mindful Mutiny, and I wanted to talk today about something that is really honestly on everybody's mind. And this is the use of AI in your everyday work. Now, AI started being widely available somewhere around a year ago at the recording of this video. And immediately, it just revolutionized so many of the ways that so many people do things, from scheduling to email writing to all sorts of things. And I was just absolutely thrilled to have this wonderful tool that cut down on so much of my busy work so that I could focus on really creating productive and creative things. But there's been a trend that I have seen happening that really, truly is disturbing. And I've seen it in a number of my colleagues that are out in the creation world and elsewhere, where the over-reliance on AI is something that is creating a false illusion to people of what it is that they actually are. I'll be specific. There's a person that I know. Let's just go ahead and call this person Sarah, okay? And this person has struggled for a very long period of time to produce content, to put things out there that are meaningful. And as AI has grown, this person, Sarah, has put out more and more content, every single ounce of it being AI-driven. There's not even a single part of it that is this person's actual labor or creation. This person has written 7 books in a month, all through AI. And the book covers are all done by AI. Now, this is something that, of course, AI is something that can help you with writer's block, but I just wonder for Sarah, what is Sarah learning? How is Sarah developing? Who is Sarah becoming? And who on earth does Sarah think that her audience actually is? And this over-reliance on AI is something that has created a false illusion here for Sarah, where Sarah believes that Sarah wrote 7 books this month. Sarah didn't write 7 books this month. AI wrote 7 books based upon a theme that Sarah thought of. And this is where AI is incredibly dangerous, not just simply for the individual who is projecting themselves to be something that they are not, but also for the world at large when people are reflecting a false version of themselves and content is being written by AI. And it becomes void of soul, void of person, and void of that real creativity that can only come from the human mind. And you see it all the time when you see pictures of people created by AI that have like 4 fingers. It is a version of the world that just isn't real. And when it begins affecting your mind, it begins taking over your potential. There's a lot to be concerned about when it comes to AI and what it is capable of doing. Elon Musk has talked a great deal about this, about how dangerous it is and how many things that it's going to take over in the working world. So what I wonder is much of this psychological? Are we going to be taken over by AI because we are surrendering so quickly to allowing the machines to do the work that we really should be doing for ourselves? Are we surrendering ourselves to a point where we are just simply allowing for AI to take over our voices and our ideas and our work, and then proudly calling that work ours when we know darn well that it's not? Now, I love using AI to help me with the tone of various correspondence that I need to do. I use AI that is HIPAA protected in order to help me write my clinical notes and my coaching notes so that I can have very detailed records of exactly what took place. They're wonderful. And they write a letter to the person that I'm working with saying, this is what we talked about today. And I love that because it saves me time so that I can work on other things. That stuff is not necessarily creative. The creative part is what comes from in here. AI needs to be utilized by you as a productivity tool. It needs to be something that helps you manage some of your life skills, like scheduling, handling routine emails, generating basic level content and so forth, and freeing up valuable time for you to do real meaningful work and engage with the people in your life that mean the most to you. It's something that can help you with research. It's something that can help unlock a little bit of your writer's block when you go, I don't exactly know where to go with this. Oh, that would be good. Write it yourself. Don't just simply allow for AI to take over and just simply surrender what is you to AI, because you matter. You don't have to surrender yourself and your creativity in any way because other people are doing it. Because look at the content that so many people are creating out there. There's just something missing from it. There's something that just doesn't quite feel human about it. When you read articles and you can see how it's laid out, that it's written by AI, it's so vanilla. It's so uninteresting. It's so bland. It doesn't have that you in it. Right now, AI is not going to be a substitute for you and your story. No AI can write the story of your life the way that you can write it. And no AI has the power to help you transcend yourself. And you do that by doing the hard work. AI is like a drug. It's very seductive because there are things that it can do incredibly well. I just used it to do some accounting for myself. It's really good for those sorts of things, and it creates wonderful, detailed, and very tidy lists and prompts for you to do certain things. However, when you begin to over-rely on this, it's like a drug. It's going to suck you in and you lose yourself. And then your voice, that really wonderful thing that only you can produce in this world, it's just simply gone. So do the writing yourself. Do the creating yourself. Use AI in the way that it should be used, which is by taking away some of the menial tasks that you have to do on a regular basis. It's not something that is going to take over your real, authentic, wonderful voice. And if you are doing that, you're going to be producing things that just lack that soul that is so uniquely you. Because your friends and the people around you, they're not interested in the performative version of you. They're interested in you. They're interested in your stories. They're interested in the things that you can produce that are creative and uniquely you. And you know what? Who else is interested in that? It's you. You develop yourself. You challenge yourself to become a greater version of you. And if you are over-relying upon AI, you're sacrificing you to do it. You're sacrificing the beautiful pieces of you. Just know that you matter. And everything that you produce is a gift. It's a gift to others, and it's a gift to you. And so AI is a wonderful tool to help you get there. Don't surrender your mind. Don't surrender the beautiful pieces of you to AI to just create bland, uninteresting content. Now go be something great.